Today we begin a new series called In Character. For the next 6 months, NPR will explore the origins and impact of famous fictional characters, from Bugs Bunny to Uncle Ben. To kick off the series here on News and Notes, we're going to take a closer look at a character created by the legendary Richard Pryor.
When I was little, there was an old man, his name was Mudbone, and he dipped snuff. And he'd sit in front of the barbecue pit, and he'd spit. See, that was his job. I'm pretty sure that was his job, because that's all he did.
Like all great fictional characters, Mudbone has a lot to tell us about ourselves. Here's commentator William Jelani Cobb with a tribute to Richard Pryor's Mudbone.
Way down on the dirt roads of American culture, they have a saying that every shut eye ain't sleep. It wasn't invented to describe Mudbone, but it should have been. Equal parts wino and wise man, Mudbone served as Richard Pryor's comedic alter ego, a figure who told the straight, high-octane truth, but masked it inside humor. He was, in essence, that older relative who has reached an age where he feels he can say anything without consequences.
I was born in Peoria, Illinois.
What's that?
That's a city. You probably wouldn't know nothing about that, see? Old country, boy.
Richard Pryor may have built the character on memories of a street corner philosopher in his native Peoria, but it was clear from the start that Mudbone was meant to be a slightly tipsy everyman whose double vision gave him insights that the sober couldn't see. He spoke in a salty, inebriated diction that stretched words until it seemed he had created a new set of vowels.
I worked for this white man, his name was Bud Jennings. And I worked for, he was all right to work for, see? He was all right for a white man, he wasn't bad, see? But he had a son named Junior, he was cockeyed. We called him Cockeyed Junior. And he was hard to work for, man, because his eyes went every which way, see? He said, pick that up, you know, and four or five n***s been down, see?
Mudbone tossed around N-words and B-words, D-words, P-words, and adjectival variations of the F-word. But there was a lot more to him than cuss words. Inside his foul-mouthed parables was a layer of meaning that was as profound as it was hilarious. In one particularly ironic instance, Mudbone talks about working on the crew of the 1915 film Birth of a Nation, where he witnessed director D.W. Griffith stealing film ideas from his black assistant.
So, you know W. Griffith, he invented the close-up, right? And the reason was Birth of a Nation, see? He was doing the movie, I was working on it. And a gave him the idea for a close-up. Ain't gonna get no credit for it. Said, hey, Mr. Director, see that big nose over there? Why don't you put the camera right up close to his and get his face all over the screen, see? You gonna make you some money with that face, see?
If Mudbone couldn't be taken at his word, his stories managed to be true, even when they weren't factual. He tells of being slapped by a white woman back in Mississippi. As revenge, he saws out most of the flooring in the outhouse and then waits for her to answer nature's call. When he hears a splash, he gets in his tractor and heads to Peoria. On its face, this is a comic tale, but beneath it, Mudbone is really riffing on the racial dynamics of the Great Migration. The truth is that the humiliation and disrespect Mudbone described were among the primary reasons that nearly 2 million African Americans left the South during the first half of the 20th century. Having reached a certain age, Mudbone was not unaware of his own significance, telling one audience,
"You don't get to be old being no fool." So, a lot of young wise men are dead in the game.
Later in Pryor's career, Mudbone became a sort of mouthpiece, giving a running op-ed not only on American history and culture, but also the comedian's own demons. In Live on the Sunset Strip, Pryor's first performance after he set himself on fire while freebasing cocaine, Mudbone tells of how much he admires his friend Richard Pryor, but just can't get the comic to stop abusing drugs. Mudbone tells Pryor that if religion isn't his thing, ballet might help him kick the habit, and tells the audience that he won't have that kind of problem because, quote, "I'm still hungry." And if Mudbone was still hungry, we knew that the best portion of Pryor was still intact.
William Jelani Cobb is a professor at Spelman College and the author of To the Break of Dawn, a freestyle on the hip-hop aesthetic. In Character, our series exploring famous fictional American characters, continues on News & Notes later this month with an examination of Jim from Huck Finn. You can learn more about the series at npr.org.